Are you ready for the Midwest Horse Fair? Blaine's Farm and Fleet sure is. Visit their booths at the Alliant Energy Center in Madison, Wisconsin this year, April 19th to the 21st. They'll have exclusive discounts, prize giveaways, and more. See farmandfleet.com for details. It is a Wiffles Wednesday, time for a harvest update, courtesy of our friends from Wiffles Hybrid. Today we're traveling down to Monroe. Andy Grebner's along with us, district sales manager there, who's got a couple different updates for us. First, I got to ask right out of the chute, had a little bit of rain this week, Andy. Where would you estimate that the corn for grain harvest is so far?
I would estimate corn for grain is probably right around 30% completed. We do have a ways to go. You know, a lot of the silage came off quickly, and a lot of the high moisture corn as well. But you know, for grain, somewhere around 30% complete.
You know, every time that we see weather fluctuations like this, and especially your area picked up more rain than other areas, as far as agronomy is concerned, what are you advising growers to keep an eye on, be on the lookout for?
Specifically this year, again, tar spot came in late, and that did sacrifice a lot of stock quality, and it did shut the plant down. You know, that was a new disease here in Wisconsin in 2015, and then by 2018, it was disastrous. It took down a lot of fields, especially in southwest Wisconsin. So we saw it again this year with tar spot and gray leaf spot, and that's taking stock quality down quickly. So my recommendation is it's critical to get out before the combines roll again, walk your cornfields, go out there, check stock quality, do a push test, pinch some stalks, kick some stalks, whatever, and just note which ones are not good and get out there and prioritize field harvest order.
Yeah, you know, you did mention, though, that some of your folks have been able to successfully harvest some of that corn. Yields, you said, have been surprising a lot of folks despite the erratic weather we had.
Yields have been surprisingly very good up to this point. I mean, there's some areas that, you know, where we didn't get a lot of rain this summer. There are certain areas where we are, you know, 8 to 12 inches behind normal rainfall, and both fields are suffering a lot. But you know, I took off a plot south of Monroe last week, and it averaged 273 bushels at 22% moisture.
Wow.
Now, our new hybrid, it's a 105-day smart stacks. It's W4588, with at 286 at 21% moisture. So yields in that particular area, even though they didn't get a lot of rain, it's very good.
Boy, that is excellent, and that's good news. That kind of keeps our spirits up. Andy Grebner's along with us, district sales manager for Wiffles Hybrid. He lives in the Monroe area and watching the harvest unfold for us. Hey, another thing, you know, we're all so busy with the harvest, Andy. That's where our eye is keenly trained right now. But I want to push pause for just a moment and give you an opportunity to talk about another effort that Wiffles has been spearheading for a couple of years now. It's part of serving those who served initiative through Wiffles. Tell me a little bit about Homes for Our Troops and that serving those who served initiative within Wiffles.
All right, we are excited to go into our third year of serving those who served. It's our initiative to benefit Homes for Our Troops. And Homes for Our Troops builds homes specifically adapted for severely injured post 9/11 veterans.
That's an incredible goal. And again, it kind of shows folks that when it comes to agriculture, we don't draw the line at just helping other farmers. It's about helping our entire community. Now, I understand that there's an event coming up, Andy, specifically targeting one of those veterans. You want to tell me a little bit more about what's coming up and how Wiffles kind of stays involved with this project throughout?
Right. This Saturday, there's a volunteer day over in the Franklin area. It's with Marine Lance Corporal Bobby McArdle, and his home is built. And what we're going to be doing is some outside landscaping work and a few other items just to make sure his home is ready to move in for him and his family, hopefully by the end of the year.
And I know, like we said, you guys are busy with the harvest, but you said you do try to follow the projects as best you can. And it's not just about a one and done. Wiffles stays committed to this program through a couple different efforts, right?
That is correct. And one way we do give back is we have two specific hybrids each year. They come packaged in a camouflage bag. And for this next season, it's W4588, 105-day smart stacks, and W7416, 112-day double pro. And the proceeds from those hybrids percentage of that is given back to Homes for Our Troops.
Got to make you feel good to work for a company like that with that kind of ethic to help those that have served, huh?
Oh, absolutely. It's great to be able to give back to those who gave so much just to keep us safe and free.
Excellent, excellent. And how can people find out more about not just Homes for Our Troops or the Serving Those Who Served effort, but maybe get that hybrid, Andy? How can they find out more?
Well, they can reach directly out to your local seed representative or district sales manager, or just log on to our website and check out a couple of those hybrids, as well as there's about four other ones, you know, I'd like to key in on. We like to get at least 3 to 4 different genetics on a farm just to spread out that risk. You know, there's a lot of variability, so you spread out the pollination, dry down, and harvest timing. So some of those products are W2506, 101-day double pro, and then a 4246, which was last year's Serving Those Who Served hybrid, and then 4198 at 106-day, and 6408 at 110-day. So keep an eye on those four products, you know, in farmers' fields and in plots.
Well, we'll be giving you all kinds of harvest results, hopefully including some of those varieties. That's Andy Grebner along with us, District Sales Manager in the Monroe area on Whiffles Wednesday. If you'd like to find out more about any of those varieties or continue to follow along with their special efforts, Serving Those Who Served, you can find details on their website, whiffles.com. That's WYFFELS.com. That's your Whiffles Wednesday with Andy Grebner.